This Saturday, March 7th, is the 7th annual Dustin Mille Memorial Concert, which is going to be taking place at 6 p.m. at Revolution Hall here in beautiful downtown Troy. We're joined now by Mark Emanation. Mark, why have you gotten involved with this particular project?
So Joe Mille and I have been friends since we were kids, and we played in Ernie Williams and the Wildcats together. We're members of the same band now, Soul Sky. Joe's son, who was a great kid, knew him all his life, in 2013 took his own life at 29 years of age. And the family used their tragedy to organize, to raise awareness around suicide prevention and to raise money for a lot of different mental health and suicide prevention organizations. I've played at every one of them, with the Ernie Williams and the Wildcats group that was after Ernie passed away, and with Soul Sky. And this year, the family's raised over $90,000 in the first 6 years for the American Foundation for the Prevention of Suicide, for the North American, I think it's Mental Association for Mental Illness, National Association for Mental Illness, and for Concerns You, which is a program in Rensselaer County that pays for co-pays and mental health counseling if you don't have insurance. And this year we'll break $100,000. And this year's a special event because we're doing Beatles songs, all of the bands that are playing. And the bands are
only trying, Beatles songs?
Only Beatles songs. It's very hard for me. You know me for many years. I'd be much better at a Bob Dylan tribute than with my voice, or Alan Wolfe, than the Beatles. We have Soul Sky playing, and we have special guests with Soul Sky, Aaron Harkes, Heather Meaney, Johnny Rabb, and Scotty Mack. Super 400, which is a wonderful band in Troy, they're playing, and they've got a bunch of special guests. And a Beatles tribute band called Across the Pond are going to do the difficult stuff like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and Strawberry Fields and I'm a Walrus and Eleanor Rigby, things like that. And last year there was about 800
people.
Well,
there is a song that you could do. I think you could probably sneak it in as a Beatles song.
What's that?
Working Class Hero.
So Soul Sky is going to play Working Class Hero. Mm-hmm. We're going to play Why My Guitar Gently Weeps, Rain, How Do You Sleep, which is a John Lennon song. Isn't It a Pity, which is a George Harrison song. We have Johnny Rabb and Scotty Mack doing Bad Boys and Dizzy Miss Lizzy. We've got someone doing Imagine and someone doing Let It Be, the two. So it'd be good. So,
Imagine was actually our wedding song.
Beautiful song. Fantastic. We're hoping everyone in the audience sings along to those songs. And we picked the Beatles. First of all, the seventh time, you got to try to do these things different every time. But we picked the Beatles because in the mean world that we're in now, peace and love might not be the worst thing that we've ever heard. And that's what the Beatles, you know, pushed. So we're going to do that. We're really looking forward to it. We're scared because the Beatles are tough. Dustin, like I said, was a great kid. And this tragedy of suicide is, you know, a national epidemic. The highest rate of suicide is Native American kids, LGBTQ kids, vets, people over 65. And so we're trying to, and mental health is a stigma. We don't talk about it. So we're going to try to raise some money, raise some awareness, and put big arms around people that might be going through things.
So what have you picked up in terms of tips about, identifying potential individuals who might be thinking about suicide, or how to do interventions, or are there places you would refer people to if, you know, they or a loved one is experiencing, you know, some of these concerns?
So the American Foundation for the Suicide Prevention, they have a hotline, national hotline, one's all over. And I would call. I heard a story the other day of a person that does suicide interventions. And someone came up to him and said, 20 years ago, you talked me out of suicide, and now I'm a guidance counselor. And so if I was struggling, and anybody that's out there struggling, you got to talk to somebody. And you go talk to them, try to go to something, call anyone and do whatever you can, because, and all the hospitals around here have it. There's an initiative now in Albany County to set up an Albany County suicide hotline. Make the phone call, because your life matters to the people that love you, and things can get better. Tomorrow's another day. That's what I would say. Tomorrow's another day.
So I imagine you, the concert, even though it's of a somber subject, is actually pretty upbeat and people have a good time.
Yeah, and Revolution Hall is a great place to see music. They have great beer because it's Brown's Brewing Company. We're celebrating Dustin's life also. Dustin, you know, was a great, like I said, I mean, I remember going fishing with him and his father and my son and stuff when they were little kids. And somewhere along the line, he started suffering. Boys don't talk about their troubles that freely. And so he didn't. And then he ended up taking his life. If we can help anybody, and if we can also, the other families that have gone through this, this is a great place to gather and put, you know, arms around each other that have lost people or gone through this themselves. So,
and why don't you give us a few words about you, Mark? I mean, last I heard, you always have a band or two or three, and Capital District Area Labor Federation. What's your union organizing work at the moment?
So I'm doing a lot of work on the Albany Medical Center's nurses. We're trying to get a contract for them. We're trying to get contracts in Bellevue and Ellis Hospitals also at the same time. Safe staffing is a key issue in those things. We're also trying to do the best we can to keep people in this country fighting forward to stop the fact that we have half the country living in poverty, for all intents and purposes. In the city of Troy, where this radio station is, 27% of the people live below the federal poverty level. And so somebody's got to do something about that. And so we're trying to get the unions to fight around those issues.
Well, North Central Troy, where the station is located, is in fact apparently the lowest income census tract, if not in the Capital District, certainly in Troy.
One of the 10 poorest neighborhoods in the United States of America is North Central Troy.
Really?
Yes. And I volunteer at a food pantry here one Saturday a month. And the weekend before Christmas, the Saturday before Christmas, we had 199 people come to that food pantry. And it's a sin if you believe in sin. It's a crime if you believe in real crime. And no one talks about it. We have elected officials that don't mention it, because if you say a third of your people below the poverty level, you can't really open up a new restaurant downtown with a big smile on your face.
Right. So. Now, so this is the 7th annual Dustin Mealey Memorial Concert.
Yep.
Saturday, March 7th at 6 p.m. at Revolution Hall. It's going to have a Beatle focus. Now, is it going to be helpful to people get out their old Beatles CDs and vinyl and re-listen to them before they
well,
come?
Well, that would be good. We're hoping you don't listen too closely and go, boy, that's not how that song sounded. His voice is terrible. We're doing the best. My wife said, I've never seen you practice as much in the 20 years we've been together. So we've been practicing. People could wear stuff that was, you know, from that time period. Mm-hmm. It was a time period, as you know, we were both growing up around that time, where there was tons of hope in the world that we could make this a better place, and we're trying to keep that alive.
And your own other musical gigs, you got anything else coming up besides Revolution
Oh,
Hall?
Sure. I'm playing Friday night with the Dolan Brothers, my acoustic duo with my friend Tom Dolan at Smith's in Cohoes. I'm playing at the AOH in Watervliet after the parade day on March 14th with the
St. Patrick's Day Parade.
That parade, yes, with the 317, my Irish band. And we got an original music night that we're participating in at the Ale House on the 21st. We're doing a lot. And then we're doing our 7th annual food stock on the 22nd at Rustic Barn with a bunch of bands, raise money for the food pantries of the Capital District.
And if people,
I'm always busy.
If people want to contribute to the Dustin Mealey effort, you guys have a website. How can they do that?
If you go to Dustin Mealey Memorial Concert,
M-E-L-E,
on Facebook, you'll be able to go right to a link that you can contribute money to if you're not able to make this show.
And Mark and Manation, you get your own website for your music?
No, that would be too smart.
Okay. We've been talking with Mark and Manation, and this has been Mark Dunlap for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.